Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It's Wednesday, the 21st day of April, 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live for the next 3 hours here on this global transmission, this broadcast against tyranny, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave, and the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years ago, the first piece of legislation to reintroduce the draft was brought into Congress. I personally have seen 12 different pieces of legislation that are introduced. One of the pieces of legislation, the Universal Service Act, well, there's two different versions of that. One is 18 to 26, one is 18 to 49. That particular variant would make you domestic slaves here, not just a draft overseas, but a Soviet or Nazi-style draft where we all have to serve digging ditches, engaging in tattletale details, running checkpoints, you name it. Very, very serious. And 2 years ago, I started just simply reading the bills on air, and I've been attacked by the mainstream media and others as a wild conspiracy theorist. I said that I thought they were going to try to bring back the draft. I don't know. I thought that when they introduced legislation to do it, that that was a key sign when top committee chairmen started doing it. You know us. We're just wild-eyed here. We actually read legislation. Very dangerous crowd. And then about 6 months ago, the Pentagon put out a call to restart the draft boards. Wow, we thought that was another interesting sign. And different members of Congress came out and said it might be needed. Well, now they're calling to pass the bills, as we knew they would, and that means they're about to blow something up. As Condoleezza Rice has said, the terrorists are about to strike us any minute, give up all your freedoms. Pentagon identifies units in case more troops are needed for Iraq, and the Pentagon's saying they need more troops. Meanwhile, Senator says U.S. may need compulsory service to boost Iraq force. Senator Chuck Hagel, who in his elections, he actually owns the voting machine company that the people vote on for him, kind of like here in Central Texas where Michael McCaul, who won despite the polls saying the opposite, his father-in-law is the owner of Clear Channel, his biggest contributor, and they own Heart Inner Civics, where 80% of the ballots were cast. But again, we shouldn't get off into that subject. A senior Republican lawmaker said that deteriorating security in Iraq may force the United States to reintroduce the military draft. This is the Associated Press. There's not an American that doesn't understand what we are engaged in today and what the prospects are for the future, Senator Chuck Hagel told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing on post-occupation Iraq. Why shouldn't we ask all of our citizens to bear some responsibility and pay some price, Hagel said, arguing that restoring compulsory military service would force, quote, our citizens to understand the intensity and depth of challenges we face. The Nebraska Republican added that a draft, which was ended in the early 70s, would spread the burden of military service in Iraq more equitably among various social strata. Bill Clinton prepared a study in his last year in office for the draft. Bush came in and prepared another study. We were warning people, I guess, more than 2 years ago then, because they have all this planned in Iraq. It was meant to be a quagmire. The whole thing's been designed like that. And get ready for it. Get ready for it. And it looks like after they nuke a city, they may even go that far. I'm not joking. Or release smallpox after that hysteria. There may be a permanent draft up to 49, and we'll all be slaves of the government under 49. They admit most of it will be domestically. You will be actual slaves of the government, reporting at least 20 hours a week to work projects and being a slave. So, again, I hope you all enjoy it. And, of course, you'll have to turn your guns in as well, because we can't have people having guns when the terrorists are attacked.
Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. They're seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Sons, your daughters, marching into a fog of depleted uranium, experimental drugs being given to them to hype them up, to make them good mind control slaves, injectors full of experimental anthrax and smallpox being pumped into them. But that's only the beginning of the new draft. After the globalists scare us into submission with intensifying terror attacks domestically, everyone up to age 49, and of course many others will volunteer over that age, will become hordes of tattletale squads, checkpoint operators, ditch diggers. This is the official plan. It's been out for 2 years. And of course, they admit they're going to draft you domestically, make you take the smallpox, make you take the anthrax vaccines. This is a hellish system. I saw plans in 98 for the gray uniforms we're all going to have to wear when we serve our 20 hours a week. It will be horrific to the maximum. Citizens will start disappearing, going to the FEMA camps, because, again, all misdemeanors are acts of terrorism. The national talk show hosts are calling for this, arresting all those that disagree with the government. They're saying, you just wait till the next terror attack takes place. You're all going to pay. It's going to be your fault that we got hit by terrorists. You better pass the Patriot Act. It's your fault if you don't support Patriot Act 2. The terrorists are going to get us. No, it's this government's fault, funding and controlling all the terrorists, carrying out the terror attacks, and leaving the borders wide open while they tell us to give up all of our liberties. It's a complete fraud. It's the federal government's fault that they issue the hijackers their visas and the rest of it, and the hijackers are still alive. It's all a giant fraud. To watch them carrying all this out exactly as I analyzed it to unfold. The good news is a lot of people are waking up, and more better wake up now, or the globalists aren't going to back off. They're going to move forward. We've got to have a national draft. You know, the terrorists have attacked the homeland again. We got to invade Syria and Iran now. We got to have war with everybody. Senator says U.S. may need compulsory service to boost Iraq force. Again, there's 12 different pieces of draft legislation. And in almost all of them, you'll be serving domestically as a slave. A senior Republican lawmaker said that deteriorating security in Iraq may force the United States to reintroduce the military draft. There's not an American that doesn't understand what we're engaged in today. Yes, we're fighting terrorists. We're fighting your bosses. And what the prospects are of the future. Senator Chuck Hagel, who owns the voting machines that people vote for him on, told a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing on post-occupation Iraq. Why we shouldn't ask all of our citizens to bear some responsibility and pay some price, Hagel said, arguing that restoring compulsory military service would force our citizens to understand the intensity and depth of challenges we face. It'll force us to be their slaves. The Nebraska Republican added that a draft, which was ended in the 1970s, would spread the burden of military service in Iraq more equitably among various social strata. Yeah, we're sure all of your children, the chicken hawk children, won't serve like you didn't. But don't worry, you'll all be breathing the plutonium uranium and enjoying yourselves. The Nebraska Republican added that a draft, which was ended in the early 1970s, spread the burden of military service in Iraq more equitably. Nice liberal talk. Those who are serving today and dying today are the middle class and lower middle class, he observed. The call to consider and imposing a draft comes just days after the Pentagon moved to extend the missions of some 20,000 of the 135,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. Some critics of the U.S.-led occupation complain that military planners use too few troops to subdue Iraq and insist that more military muscle will be needed to restore order. Military planners didn't do that. The White House ordered them to use half the troops that were needed. The U.S., and knowing it would get us into a quagmire. They had white papers out on this. And we'll serve under you in command. It's already official. Our troops will still be there dying. But it'll be the U.N. playing the part of the savior. The U.S.-led military coalition was put under further strain by the announcement this weekend by coalition members Spain and Honduras that they would withdraw their military contingents from Iraq. Meanwhile, witnesses at the hearing included academics and former U.S. officials expressed concern about ongoing flare-ups and violence in Iraq this month, the bloodiest yet for U.S. troops. I think it's clear that the pressures in Iraq have reached the boiling point, said Samuel Berger, national security advisor during Clinton's administration, who called for the increase in troops. They're a genuine, non-grudging effort to internationalize the enterprise in Iraq. The enterprise it is. Both military and civilian. We've got to be prepared to give up our hammerlock decision-making in exchange for genuine burden sharing. They said day one the U.N. was going to take over in a year. This is staged. The average American hears, well, we're giving them democracy June 30th. Our government, our illegitimate government, appointed 320-something members of a governing council. Now they're going to appoint a new council. The empire appointing governments isn't democracy. I mean, how do I have to explain this? If I come into your neighborhood with a bunch of troops, put guns to your heads, and then appoint 10 people over your neighborhood and say, this is democracy, I appoint your rulers, that's not freedom. Do I have to explain that to people? Oh, man. This has all been set up, my friends. Suicide bombs killed 68 in southern Iraq. Suicide bombers killed 68 people, some of them children, and strikes on Iraqi police stations in British-controlled Basra Wednesday, shattering months of relative calm in the mainly Shiite city. Basra mayor Wa'il Abdul Haziz accused Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network. When you hear Al-Qaeda, it's L-C-I-A, of being behind the morning rush hour blast. Near simultaneous vehicle explosions hit three police stations in Basra and a police academy, a mainly Sunni town 16 miles to the south. All four attacks seem to have been carried out by suicide bombers, said British defense spokesman in Basra. The mayor told a news conference 68 people, not counting the bombers, were killed, and among the dead were school children incinerated in a minibus caught in one blast. And there's been more. There's been a big bombing in Saudi Arabia. And it turns out UK troops among injured in deadly blast. Suicide bombers have killed again 68 people, some of them children, in strikes on the Iraqi police stations and British patrolled Basra, shattering months of relative calm. And it says British troops among the injured. Also, security building in Saudi capital is destroyed by bombs. A suicide car bomber blew off the front of a security office building in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia today. Witnesses told Reuters at a local English-language newspaper at least 10 people were killed. The newspaper and Reuters said, citing witnesses, the death toll was expected to rise. I know Paul Watson, my webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com, is listening. Paul, there was a couple articles last year when they were going to, the Whitewash Commission was going to try to blame Saudi Arabia with the 9/11 attacks. And so the Saudi government officials said, we're going to release the four banks that really own Saudi Arabia and really run OPEC and who are funding the terrorists. And they said MI6 is blowing stuff up in Saudi Arabia to get control of Saudi Arabia again. They control Al-Qaeda. They're doing this to bring our country down. They're going to bring, let a Muslim state take over, then have an invasion, and Saudi Arabia is the real target. They want to use Iraq as the base to take us over. Which then I heard Limbaugh brag about. You watch, Saudi Arabia is really the next target. I got inside info. They're rich and they deserve it. You know, going through the class envy stuff, what a real liberal does. And see, so it's not what you think on the surface. And PNAC says that Iraq is about using a launch base to go into Syria, Iran, and to control Saudi Arabia. So they want to let Saudi Arabia fall, then we'll have a force of mercs and draftees going to Saudi Arabia, which if you think Iraq's bad, just wait till we're forced into Saudi, the Kingdom of Saudi, which was, of course, a British holding just like Iraq. So that's all that's happening here is this destabilization program. And it's very serious, and everybody's playing checkers, and this is a game of chess here. Says at least 10 people were killed. The newspaper and Reuters reported, citing witnesses, the death toll was expected to rise. Dozens were reported wounded in what a Saudi Interior Minister official described as a terror attack. The official, who was not identified, told Reuters that a car packed with explosives blew up in Al-Murabi district. Ambulances rushed to the scene. A local resident said they saw many bodies being loaded into them. Smoke billowed from the damaged buildings in the area, which also housed the state television offices of the Interior Minister, Reuters reported. The last bombing in Saudi Arabia, was at a Carlyle-owned building, and magically, everyone was on vacation, and a security guard died. Magically, everybody had just pulled out, even though it wasn't a vacation. Suddenly, everybody, we ought to post that again, had pulled out of the building, and then just magically it happens. It's like the Bali bombing, where they admit the FBI pulled out the night before out of their hotel, and then And then just magically showed up at the scene minutes after the bombing in Bali. We're in a lot of trouble here, people. The toll-free number to join us on air, if you want to respond to any of this, is 1-800-259-9231. Who stands to gain from the terrorism? The globalist. It creates the pretext to stir us up like an anthill or a beehive to swarm out against people they want to dominate and control. They carry out the terror. They create the fear, and then they destabilize countries, bring them down, and then carry out terror attacks here domestically and say, we got to go take these countries over for stability. It's like the drug war. They ship the drugs in, and the bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs we have on the streets, the more people in prison. It's just going to get worse. The more terror funding, the more liberties we lose, the more terror attacks we're going to have. The more funding they spend on education, the dumber the children get. It's by design. I have official documents from the drug war to the terror war to the illiteracy war. They're behind it.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you? If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Form of slavery, and the two different versions of the Universal Service Act, Universal National Service Act, in one version has it up to 49 years of age, and it's men and women, that's new, and you have to serve domestically even if you don't go overseas. And it's doctors, concrete pourers, I mean, it's everybody across the board. And we may be losing the fellow that runs this show a few times a week, Scott. Why, he's 22. He'll be shipped off to breathe depleted uranium and get deadly vaccines and then be thrown away. The government will also push methamphetamine-type drugs on him, try to get him addicted to that. They're hopping the troops up on that, not just the pilots. Scott, does this concern you that you might have to march off for Halliburton and the New World Order?
Very much so. I don't think I should ever be forced to do anything if I don't want to do it.
Well, I mean, how old's your mommy and your daddy? If they're under 49, they may have to go.
They're not. Thank goodness. No, they're just over 50. So.
Do you have a sister?
No, I'm an only child. So.
Well, if you had a sister, she might be in the foxhole with you.
I've heard that. I have a girlfriend though, so she could be there too. So.
Maybe you'll be together.
Yeah. there's some good news.
Have you heard the top Pentagon scientists, people we've had on about the deadly uranium? Are you looking forward to breathing that?
No. Yeah, I've been listening to you talk about that. I've been listening to Joyce and Dave, and it's absurd. It doesn't sound like they're doing anything for these troops, and I don't want to be forced into doing that.
Well, also, in all other wars, they would let you see the coffins, but there's secrecy over the coffins. On Prison Planet, we've got some secret photos taken by troops of the huge planes loaded with coffins. I hope that none of us end up in those coffins. Well, I may be forced off this show. You know, I'll be shipped off by the Chicken Hawks to breathe the depleted uranium, to be given deadly vaccines, to fight with their former business partners. Well, I could just see you and I there in the streets of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, with the Muslims shooting at us. That sounds fun, doesn't it?
Oh, it sounds like a grand old time. I hear you can't even go to Canada or anything like that anymore, can you?
No, they've done a global deal with them. You can't run to other countries to escape the draft.
Is there any other sort of deferment? I mean, I know you used to be able to use the college deferment.
Well, if you're a Skull and Bones member, your daddy is. I mean, you can go sign up with the Air National Guard and be AWOL for 2 years.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you can walk around in sandals with long hair.
Yeah, and then you're okay.
Yeah, you can. Sure you can.
Oh.
Well, Scott, we're going to stop this, but we're not going to let them get away with it. But you understand, they're probably going to, our loving government's probably going to blow something up to get us all behind this.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. Something's going to happen before November, I know it.
Of course, the president's own documents say it's all about oil and a new world order, but let's just ignore their PNAC documents.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, I sure hope everybody gets on the ball here and tells them no draft. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, sir. I do, too.
And they'll start it out as a limited draft and then expand it from there. We got loaded phone lines. Let's go ahead and go to some of them. Paul in Delaware. Paul, go ahead. Good to talk to you, Paul. We have Paul there. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
I'm doing okay.
This is Paul from Delaware.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. I got a couple of things I want to talk about. First, you were talking about the draft and running to Canada. I mean, you know, I wondered back in Vietnam why people were running. Why don't you just stand where you are and put your foot down, as you say? Now,
they get you as a slave in the jail. See, that's what they want. Then they just put you in a whacking hut private prison for 20 cents an hour, taking everybody's jobs.
Well, then we can just refer back to Alexander Solzhenitsyn and what he had to say.
Well, Michael Savage says that anybody that disagrees with the government is a terrorist. So according to Michael Savage, Alexander Solzhenitsyn is an Al-Qaeda member.
Yeah, I'll tell you, him and that other gentleman, what's his name, Hannity, I'll tell you, I listened to them a couple of times. They are some sophisticated, slick guys, I'll tell you. But their main reason why I was calling is because you had a caller, I think, out of Kentucky that was having some problems with being arrested for handing out a videotape.
Yeah, he was found not guilty.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me tell you.
But the point is that they took him to trial for giving somebody a Ron Paul video in one of my videos. The police thought that was illegal and wanted to put him in jail for a year. We have the court ruling and all of it on the website. That's your free country. That's what we're fighting for. We need Operation American Freedom.
Well,
we need our government back, not this parasite government.
Well, let me tell you what happened to me. Not too long after September 11th, when your first 9/11, the Road to Tyranny video came out, I gave it to I guess he was a master sergeant a while back. It was like 2 years ago, and I can't remember the exact date, but I have the news articles that I saved. And what happened was, they brought out like Generec, the bomb squad, all for me giving this guy the videotape, and then they didn't even describe it in the paper as a videotape. They just said that it was a package, and then like 2 weeks later, they said, oh, it was a videotape. So they got the population all stirred up and so on and so forth. And I guess they thought they were going to deter me. But that's not going to happen.
Awesome. Keep it up. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart garden. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-
Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet, sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed.
And many others here. We're talking about the national draft. Senator Hagel has come out and said, yeah, we need to draft everybody. They got bills from 1826, 18 to 49, national compulsory service, digging ditches, tattling on neighbors. I mean, literally, I've seen the programs. The total Sovietization of America, bombings in Saudi Arabia, bombings in Iraq, injured U.S. and British troops, a lot of dead civilians. Just a horrible situation, and this was the military told Bush this was all going to happen. And they said, go ahead, send them in. This is the plan to then bring the UN in as the saviors. Before we get back to your calls and all this other news, I wanted to bring Jim Shepherd up for a few minutes because there's been so much news about the government in Delaware wanting to dump, DuPont nerve gas in the water supply that was in the Associated Press and Indianapolis Star Tribune and other newspapers in the last few days, you know, mixing in thousands of gallons of nerve gas with millions of gallons of water. Oh, it's safe. You know, all the herbicide and pesticide, all the trash that's in the water. I really believe in taking control of my own life. I hope you believe in that. Stop drinking the tap water, and the bottled water isn't safe either. I see articles on that every week. It's now time to take action. Jim, what are the different specials for folks?
Alex, we have the Berkey Light without the lights. That's $199. And we're including in that, folks can have their choice. We have the new CD-ROM book, Prudent Places, which tells you everything that's hard to find out about America. It has maps down to the county level. And you can find out more information about that book on the website. Or you can get a sheltering in place video or DVD, and that tells you how to take your house and make it into a shelter. Or you can get the sport bottle or potassium iodate. And so when you call in, you just have to select one of those four. With the Berkey Light with the lights, you get your choice of two of those items. And, you know, Alex, historically, man has used the water supply as a dumping ground. I mean, that's nothing new. We've done that throughout history. And but, you know, people were very sick 100 years ago. There was polio and all that kind of stuff. And then we came up with these vaccines, and they attribute the you know, the decrease in polio and all these other diseases to the vaccines. But actually, all that stuff started going down when we started getting aware of the toxins in the water and what they were doing to our body and started cleaning the water up.
Well, let me expand on that because it's important. I have the university study graphs. A bunch of different studies have been done on this. And because of getting a clean water supply in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, before they started fluoridation, by the way, because of increased hygiene and getting a sewer system where the sewers didn't run down the middle of the street, because of having mosquito eradication programs, suddenly you see a massive decrease in all these communicable diseases. Then the vaccines get introduced, and it actually goes back up again, not to the previous levels, but it goes back up a bit. So actually, diseases then increased with the vaccines, again, not to the previous all-time highs because of the open sewers and the rest of it, but absolutely, what you're saying is scientific fact, and now the water supply is full of chemicals, biologicals, you name it. They need to call. You need to. These are purification systems. The stuff you buy, you know, at the grocery store or hardware store, read on it. It doesn't make any claims because it can't. All it does is take out some bad flavor. You need to buy these high-quality, made-in-America systems. It's what I use, the Berkey Light, made-in-America, folks, top of the line. How do people order that, Jim?
You can give us a call at 888-803-4438. Again, that's 888-803-4438. And you can go online and order, and that's at berkeywater.com. And if you order the system, in the comments section, put in the Alex Jones special and specify what which free item you want, and we'll include that with your order.
So you have the sheltering-in-place video produced by a former government chemical and biological specialist. Then you have the other prudent places with 500-color maps, demographics of the country, what type of dangerous things there are in different areas. If you get the Berkey Light with the lights, you get both those items free. 1-888-803-4438. Take action, folks. Jim, thanks for joining us.
It's always a pleasure.
You bet. All right, let's go back to the calls. I want to take a lot of your calls now. The national draft. We've been talking about it for over 2 years. Well, 2 years ago, they started introducing legislation. Bill Clinton put a study group together, said we may need a national draft. His last year in office, I mean, that was Rich, the draft dodger. Not just a draft dodger, he went to Russia and protested and burned American flags. That's on the record. And then Bush got in and started studies, just an amazing creature, going AWOL the rest of it. Folks, if America was being attacked, if the government wanted a draft that was constitutional to go fight, you know, the Mexican army that's attacking us on the southern border, I would volunteer. But not to go fight some criminal, undeclared war, Congress never declared it, against people who haven't done anything to us, when the president's own think tank, PNAC, said it was about oil and a new world order. I will not serve in this mercenary army. I will not breathe your depleted uranium. I will not take your experimental vaccines. And that's why they want the domestic draft, 18 to 49, because then they're going to make you take all the vaccines and take all this stuff. And the draft's going to be for everybody, 18 to 49, because most of you, they say, are going to be serving domestically. It's called the National Service Act. They got two different versions, 18 to 26, 18 to 49. And then they've got 10 other bills, some of them even worse, and we posted them many times. And I've been on talk shows, and I've been called a conspiracy theorist, a liar, because I warned about a draft. All I did was read the legislation! It's like when I've been attacked by national newspapers for claiming that there were U.S. government drills to fly hijacked jets into buildings, when I had the Pentagon documents 2 years ago. I just can't handle it anymore, people. Those that we're fighting are just a pack of liars who just stonewall and just keep saying it doesn't exist, it's not true, until they're ready to spring it on us. That way they neutralize our opposition. It's like Total Information Awareness Network or the TIPS program. I told people, folks, when opposition mounts to echelon watching all of us and no more Fourth Amendment and everything we purchase and do being tracked by the Pentagon, they're going to change the name and claim they canceled it. Same thing with TIPS program and that scam that Dick Armey ran. Oh, he's our good Republican. He defeated it. They increased the funding and gave it a new name. Now, well, your postman, your cable guy is spying on you. You go, oh, well, it's just for terrorists. Well, they give them seminars, and they tell them it's any crime, any misdemeanor, marijuana, guns, you know, what's in somebody's house, file a report. That's not freedom. We're in so much trouble here. And so they're masters of this. You go, hey, you got a plan to put chips in all the children. No, we don't. Well, here's the official plan. And then after they create enough fear, they go, okay, it is a plan. Go ahead and go along with it. Then we have opposition to it, and the same person that called for it will say, I never called for that. And then a week later, they'll say, of course I called for that. I mean, it's incredible. John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I also wanted to get to the latest evidence of a CIA control of Al-Qaeda, so this will take a while. But I wanted to start by saying these fake liberals and the corporate fake liberals in the corporate media and in the Democratic Party, unlike, I've got to say, the real leftists like Workers Org and others who call for immediate, unconditional bringing of the troops home from Iraq. The fake liberals, in effect, are saying that, yes, Bush lied and suckered you into an unprovoked war against a sovereign country, but instead of reversing that, what we've got to do now is reward the lying Bush gang by supporting his dirty occupation after his dirty war, and that we've got to do this by parroting these cliché slogans hypnotically that we can't, that it's a quagmire, that we're stuck. That we can't cut and run. We got to prove our credibility, like some mafia dom, that we're the PNAC boss of the world.
And by the way, now John, you've been calling for years. You heard me lay out the documents, the plan. Did I not say 2 years ago that they plan to make this a quagmire? This is all designed. Then they'll have the UN come in as the savior, but our troops will be there serving under the corporate-controlled fake left UN.
Well, I do believe that the UN is really nothing but a stooge and a 95%.
But I ask you a question: have you not heard me over and over again lay out exactly what's now happening?
Oh yes, I agree with that. And we on the left have no faith in the UN as being anything but a stooge of the military-industrial complex.
But the fake left-right system is a fraud.
Well, I won't get into that, but I did want to talk about the CIA control of Al-Qaeda. The latest proof of that is that about 2 weeks ago, a so-called Al-Qaeda tape came out, authenticated by the Pentagon, which shows that the CIA runs Al-Qaeda because Al-Qaeda called for the Iraqi people to fight not the American occupiers, but to fight each other, to start a civil war between Sunni and Shiite, which could only benefit the CIA and the Pentagon, divide and rule and conquer Iraq. And assuming that we are such idiots and insult to our intelligence, that we would believe that this would be a logical...
I hear you, John. John, thanks for the call. Look, the proof that Al-Qaeda is CIA is that if you go to the library microfilm and type Osama bin Laden in, you will find him in major papers in the 80s as this big hero. The proof is the Senate report from 99 by Republicans that Bill Clinton used Al-Qaeda to attack the Serbs to get them to fight back and then call the Serbs terrorists. And they had more fake mass graves that turned out to be dung heaps and, you know, all of this. I mean, it's the same garbage. Our government flew 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan right in the middle of the war. That was all staged. That was a front, a fake war. The Bush is flying out 160 of the Bin Laden family in the days after 9/11 when all of their commercial and private air traffic was grounded. The proof is that when Colin Powell's testifying before Congress that Saddam works with Al-Qaeda, suddenly a Bin Laden tape pops up going, yes, I work with Saddam, I work with Saddam. You know, every time they need it, he pops up. It's a joke. It's admitted that it's a CIA creation. It's admitted that Bin Laden meets with the CIA before 9/11. This is all documented. It's simple. It's a frame job. Look, Oklahoma City. In my first film, America Destroyed by Design, made in 97, I have the news reports, the documents, where there were all these surveillance cameras watching the Alfred P. Murrah building, and then cameras down the street at the bank and a church and a YMCA that caught everything happening on that main street. And it's McVeigh getting out with Jada number two, this Arab. They walk down the street. They get in a car with other guys. There's BATF down the street in their bomb gear walking around. And we talk to the police, the FBI, the others that saw all this. And we pointed out that the government in national security trials declared national security three separate times and has blocked the release of these tapes. Okay? And FBI agents told the LA Times, yeah, we saw the tapes. It shows him with other people, but we've been told to shut up. You know why? Because those Iraqis were brought here after the first Gulf War. They were trained here in the 80s and part of the School of Americas and torture and espionage and bombing and plastic explosives. They've been CIA double agents all along. They were brought back into the U.S. They carried out the bombing for the U.S. government. McVeigh was the white guy patsy to be burned. Special forces brought into that operation. This is the facts. And I told you right before the election, I said this years ago, that they were going to bring it out in the news and go, oh, man, there really were Iraqis. There really were people involved with McVeigh. But they worked for Saddam. Ooh, Saddam bombed us at Oklahoma City. Do you understand how this is a setup? I mean, it's simple. Let's say I was the president and I wanted to take over a country with $4 trillion in oil and get us into a political diversion quagmire and a big weapon sales bonanza and the hundreds of billions of dollars. What would I do? Well, years before, I would have relationships with Al-Qaeda and Iraqis and all these people that are allies, and I would have them as operatives, and I would protect them and pay them, and I would have them be seen at the scenes of crimes, and then I would blame it on the countries I wanted to attack. It's real simple. It's real historical. And I laid all this out. I mean, here it is, Associated Press, Oklahoma City bomb document cites video of multiple suspects. A Secret Service document written shortly after 95 Oklahoma City bombing describes security video of an attack and witnesses' testimony that suggests that Timothy McVeigh may have had accomplices at the scene. I've talked to the people that saw it. But they don't want to release those tapes. It's got the BATF and their gear down the street, sitting there, ready to swoop in, acting like the saviors. None of them were in the building. Now, that's just the facts, folks. Man, I tell you, the federal judge admits he got a call not to come in. Michael in Washington, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Alex. Hey, listen, about 3 years ago, somebody gave me, in the form of an analogy, someone gave me a set of the sunglasses, like in They Live, and it was your tape, and I've been seeing these creatures ever since then. 9-1 Road to Tyranny is an awesome tape. If anyone hasn't seen it, and if you're a first-time listener, get it. You'll understand everything. Last night I saw a film. Have you seen 9-1-1, produced by French filmmakers Gideon Naudet and Jules Naudet?
I've seen some of it online. I wish somebody'd mail me a copy of it.
Oh, my God, Alex. It blew me away. It shows these guys were with the firefighters from Engine House 1.
No, we have that posted on the website. As I said, I've seen it online. I'd like a professional copy of it. Will you mail me a copy?
I don't have a copy of it, but
How did you see it?
I rented the video. I rented the DVD.
Oh, okay. What's it called?
It's called 9-1-1, and it's by French filmmakers Jules and Gideon Naudet. These guys were living with the firefighters for 2 months before 9/11.
No, I know. I've seen the footage online, and it shows the firefighters going, "Do you see those bombs go off? Boom, 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 boom."
Yep, exactly.
That's on the website right now, prisonplanet.com.
And it blew me away because I've heard you say that. Well, I got to see the firefighters stay, and we were trying to outrun them. It was going boom, 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 and we were going down trying to outrun them. And then they were saying, "Why did we live?" Because everyone in Firehouse 1, and these guys are all heroes, true heroes, they said, "Why did we all live? What is our purpose?" I think their purpose, Docs, is to come forward and say what really happened. Could you get any of those guys from Firehouse 1 on to interview them?
I called them years ago because they were quoted in the papers seeing the bombs going off, and one of them said, "Mr. Jones, my family, I love my children, I can't talk to you, I've been told to shut up."
Oh, my God.
And then the oldest firefighter group in the country, Firefighter Engineering, said it's all a cover-up. No steel building's ever been brought down, much less Building 7, no plane hit it. That it's all a cover-up. The seismographs, why was the wreckage taken to China under guard? This is a cover-up. That's the firefighters. Now, do you support the firefighters who are being threatened by the government, people, or do you support beatniks like Michael Savage that say we should all be put in camps for talking like this? Anything else?
No, I just hope everyone gets a chance to see it.
All right, well, I've got to get it. Somebody mail it to me. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Couple key broadcast notes for you before we get back into the news and your calls here on the broadcast. One of my friends put together an amazing animation where he took the heads of George Bush and John Forbes Kerry off of Meet the Press, where they talk about their membership in Skull and Bones, and stuck them on top of skeletons' bodies. And they, I mean, that's all I can tell you. Just go to Infowars.com. We'll be posting it on PrisonPlanet.com, but it just went up on Infowars.com. And please get the clip and spread it around. I'm really impressed with it, and I appreciate the work of one of my friends here in town, Ted, who put this together. That's all the credit he wants. He doesn't want any credit. It's up on Infowars.com right now. And again, I hope you'll spread this around to all your email lists, because I think it'll illustrate things to a lot of people. Just wait till you see it. Also, Paul Watson reposted, I mean, it was in the archives, but he reposted his analysis of the missile pod on one of the flights attacking the World Trade Center. People have looked at it. You know, the first plane wasn't even supposedly caught on video, but the French crew did catch it. Once it also caught the firefighters talking about bombs. The reason all this slipped out is because they then left the country and had all this footage, and the feds went around telling all the other media to shut up and grabbing tapes and declaring national security. But the missile pod, the plane not even being the commercial airline they claimed, it's incredible footage. And Paul wrote about this in his book that he wrote a year ago that we published 8-9 months ago. And he's revamped the story, added a lot of info to it, because this story was broken over a year ago on our websites and on some other sites. So if you want to get the full story on that, go to Infowars.com. Well, actually, that story is posted right now on PrisonPlanet.com. And we're going to be launching some new salvos in the Infowar tomorrow, if we're on schedule. Some big things tomorrow. You don't want to miss tomorrow's broadcast. So that's a broadcast note for you there on that. But I'm really impressed with this Skull and Bones piece, and I hope that you'll go get it off the site. I'm really proud of it, and I hope you will email it out to everybody, because this is something that will really get the message across to the average dumbbell out there of exactly what we're facing. It's amazing, so go check it out right now at Infowars.com. You don't have a computer, go to your neighbor's house and watch it. I mean, this is great stuff. Before we end this hour and come back, and I want to go to your calls a little bit quicker, try to get everybody in, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll go to Gary, Kirk, Chris, and others that are holding. If you disagree with me, you're welcome to call in. I want to talk about this new national draft, what it means. I want to get into these latest bombings, a bunch of police state news, disgusting Patriot Act news. Very important broadcast today. But before I do that, I do want to encourage every single one of you to stop procrastinating to get my professionally produced documentary films. 90% of the people that see my videos are waking up because they're very well done. It's only facts. None of it is conjecture. We take all the mainstream news articles that have been all broken up and fractured. We put them all together. We give you historical examples of who's behind the terror. All these examples of government-sponsored terror where they admittedly do this stuff throughout history. Then we go into Oklahoma City, 9-11, you name it. In 9-11, The Road to Tyranny. Part two of that video is Masters of Terror. I wrote the book, 9-11, Descent into Tyranny. Paul Watson's book gets into 9-11 in more detail than you can imagine. Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Big discounts when you get three or more of my videos. You save $18 when you get three, $24 when you get four. Huge discounts. The toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We could overpower the globalists with the muscle of the grassroots population. You'll get the videos, make 10 copies, pay it forward, get it out to people. They cannot stop us. We are hurting them badly. That's why there's hit pieces on me and Paul Watson and Vanity Fair. Huge story, 12-page article. That's why Brian Lamb's attacking me, because we're having an effect. We're not going to stop.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter.
fibers.
This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.